Well, first and foremost, good morning. Welcome to Coffee Time, the morning brew. If this is your first time tuning in, I want to say thank you for tuning in. This is a podcast that has been produced for quite some time, but it went on a hiatus from July of last year until now. And we'll get into that. You can find Coffee Time on all your podcast platforms. There may be more content in the future, but for now, it's just a podcast. I always like to talk about the origin stories of Coffee Time because it was just it's been an interesting journey. You know, it started when I was a live streamer. I used to create these streams where usually after a night of partying, I would do a stream where I'm chilling, you know, with the community, drinking coffee, talking about random topics. Then it started to form into a podcast that I was still doing live, but I would talk about like motivational things. You know, how to really build your mental toughness, how to really build your awareness, not be so critical of social topics going on. Then it evolved into strictly a podcast. I would have some video clips, but not much. And then you fast forward to now, and it just was on a break. And I took a couple breaks. I mean, up to this point, I'm 4 seasons in. This is episode 9 of season 4. I think total there's about 60 to 70 episodes, maybe. Could be more. I don't know, honestly. Might be more. But I wanted to bring it back because it's something that's a part of me. The topic for today is Just Be, which is the final part of a series, which was be original, be authentic, and finally, just be, right? So why did I take a hiatus? Well, for the listeners that were fans of the show, you know, when you create content for as long as I have, it could be a whole number of reasons. You know, it could be part of it may have been the return on investment. So not from a monetary standpoint, but from a time standpoint. If I feel like I'm putting a lot of time into something, but it's not getting the return in terms of downloads or viewership or followers or subscribers or just support in general, you know, that can play a heavy toll. It could also be lack of creativity. You know, you do something so much, it's like rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat. Then it also could be things outside of my control, like whether somebody likes or dislikes things. And if somebody dislikes something, they'll go out of their way to let it be known through lack of support or through dislikes or negative commentary or just, you know, nothing at all, no feedback at all. But also, sometimes there's what I like to call the creator's disease. The creator's disease. The creator's disease is essentially this idea that I have, which is when you're a creator, you have so many ideas that swirl around in your head. And because you're a creator, especially the more skill sets you have, the easier it is to create those ideas. But the problem with that is it goes from having one or two key ideas or things that you're creating to all of a sudden an overwhelming amount of things that are being created. And then there's no proper management of those things. There's no consistency of those things. So then that starts for me, starts to weigh really heavily on me. It reduces my productivity. It reduces my consistency. It reduces my desire to want to create it, because at a certain point, I hit this roadblock that is like, am I really personally, professionally, passionately invested in this the way I initially thought I was? So I think that has a lot to do with it as well. But the reason, so when I came back and decided to do this episode today, I wasn't sure if I was going to stick with the topic. You know, the topic was just be, but I was like, well, do I start over? You know, do I do something new? But no, I wanted to keep the topic, just be. Why? Because maybe that was also one of the reasons why I stopped doing the podcast. I just wanted to be, normal. I got tired of, and that really stemmed from the end of last year as well as the start of this year. I got tired of being a creator. I got tired of, and when I say that, like, at my core, I'm always going to be a creator. But in the entertainment world, in the media world, in the gamer world, in the podcast world, in the video world, I'm a creator. I have to create these things that I've established in order to maintain visibility, in order to increase my awareness, in order to start to cultivate my target market that I'm going for. And it became really exhausting for me. It became really tiring, really boring. I didn't want to do it, you know. And in the past, when I didn't want to do that, I started to look at things I didn't like and I would lash out. If people were very progressive or conservative in their ideologies and there was no neutrality, I would look for problems in those things. If people were not as supportive as I'd like them to be, and not in a monetary sense, never that. For me, it's always on a personal level. I would find issue with that, and then I would lash out and I would project that. But in turn, in doing that, that also created dissension, that created frustration, that created separation. So this time I just opted not to do any of that because it was unhealthy. So I just stepped away. And you fast forward to the beginning of the year, I really equated it to being selfish. Because for a lot of time since I've got out the military, I put my creative needs ahead of my family needs. And what a family needs is a father that is supporting the family, providing stability, ensuring that financially we're comfortable, they get the things they want or need, and it's just being a real man. You know, to me, that's what a real man is. A real man is somebody that takes care of their responsibilities when they have them and doesn't put their selfish needs or desires in front of that. Some people might say, well, it's okay to be selfish. No, it's not. Like, it's okay to focus on yourself, but not to the degree of being selfish. Because even if somebody else is being selfish, what really needs to happen is understanding of why that person is selfish. And then that allows for a different means of communication to that individual. So for me, that's all of those things tied into just stepping away from all the content I was doing. You know, I'm not a creator. I'm just a person. I just want to be a normal person that happens to create. You know, so in doing that, you get to the point where I'm at now. You know, I've taken a long enough break to where I was able to focus really on earning a living. So I'm making some decent money. I'm also was able to focus on my academics, was able to focus on my family's needs. And it put me in a position where now I have time to create whatever I want to create, if I want to create it. And because I understand things like the creator's disease, I'm able to look at all the things I enjoyed or wanted to do and really determine if I want to do them right now. There isn't this, I have to do them because I want to do them. No, do I want to do this right now? If I want to do it, okay, well, what about it do I want to do? Do I want it to be a video? Do I want it to be a podcast? Do I want it to be an article? Do I want to go all in on one specific brand? Or do I want to just create a multitude of things and that's just part of my personal brand? You know, so I think all of that put together allows me to just be whatever I want to be. You know, right now I want to be the best father I can be, the best husband I can be, the best version of myself. And the next thing I'm really trying to work on is be the best friend that I can be. You know, I had a lot of friends when I was younger and I was always supportive of people. And I think that's what allowed me to resonate with them over the years and still be that person that they looked at like, man, I remember this dude, man. It was a cool dude. So that's the next part of what I want to be. So that's why the podcast came back. Because if it was one thing I enjoyed was creating a podcast that people could listen to and hopefully help them in their day. Hopefully made them feel better. But, you know, it might take a little bit of a different, take a different approach. You know, I mean, I think I want to have a little bit of a, what I like to call a gumbo pot. You know, there's a little bit of everything. There's some motivational stuff. There's some discussion about social topics. There's just random thoughts in my head. And there's no time restriction, constraints, limitations. It's however long it needs to be. This episode might end right now. The next episode, it might be 30, 40 minutes long. It really just depends. And I also don't want to be so wrapped up with all of the call to action stuff. Like, I absolutely want you to follow the podcast, subscribe to it, you know, share it with your friends, listen to the download or listen to the episodes, because I got tons of episodes for coffee time, you know. And then as it progresses, maybe I add other mediums. You know, maybe there's a blog attached to it, or maybe there's video clips that are attached to it. I really just don't know what it is, what it's going to be, what direction it's going to go. But what I do know is I just wanted it to be renewed, refreshed, returned. That's really all I got to say on this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Stay tuned for more. And real quick before I go, frequency of the episodes. I would say for now, to play it safe, just expect one episode a week. There may be two, there may be three. Okay? So until then, y'all have a great one. Peace.